I don't know what it is, but I really don't like it when my kids don't think that they can do something, especially if I know that they can. Earlier today, I was hanging out with my three boys, and my oldest son was putting together a car. It's a cool toy where it has these plastic screws and this little drill that you can put it together, and he loves putting it together, taking it apart, and he had it all set up on this table next to my couch. And then, as I'm sure you likely know if you've ever worked on something, you go to pick up a screw, and then of course it falls down the crack between the couch and the wall behind it, and gets just back there far enough to where you can't reach it, and you can't even really see it. It's kind of like every time I work on my car. You drop something and you can't get it, and you gotta find like a magnet or something to grab it. And I'm just in the kitchen, so I can see what he's doing, and he's trying to get it. He's looking under the couch, he's looking over the couch, and he just starts to get really frustrated, so I'm totally relating with all these emotions I see him going through. And then he kind of like starts to tear up and give up, and he looks over at me, and that's when it bothered me. And it bothered me because I watched him trying, and then I watched him give up. And he didn't really want to ask for help, but we try to let them know that it's okay to ask for help. And as he was tearing up, I said, "What's wrong, bud? Can't find the screw?" And he just shook his head because he didn't want to break down. I said, "You can get it. Get that thing in the closet that Mom uses to clean the floor. We got one of those Swiffers." And he kind of moped over there. He got it. Then he got to the couch and he got it under there. And then he started to get some confidence because he was finding other toys, and he was getting other toys out of there because they were in the way. And he finally got it. His confidence was so built up after that. Man, kind of like, I did it. You know, one of those looks. I just want him to have faith in himself that he can do things, to not give up as soon as it gets hard. And you know, we're reading through the Book of Mark right now. And as you start the Book of Mark, it's really all about faith. Jesus calling disciples, they're having faith in him to follow him. He's healing people. And just about every time he heals somebody, he reminds them, it is your faith that healed you. And we have the section in here too where he gives the example of the mustard seed, how powerful faith is, that all you need is the amount of faith the size of a mustard seed and the impact that that amount of faith will have. But the part that really stands out to me is the part where Jesus said that he couldn't do something. Because to me, like, what is it that God can't do? I mean, really? And it's when he goes back home here at the end of this section, which is the end of chapter 5 of Mark. He goes back home and it says, they were deeply offended and they refused to believe in him. Then Jesus told them, quote, a prophet is honored everywhere except in his own hometown and among his relatives and his family. And because of their unbelief, he couldn't do any miracles among them except to place his hands on a few sick people and heal them. And he was amazed at their unbelief. He couldn't do any miracles among them except for a few. He couldn't. They had no faith in him, so his hands were tied. I don't know about you, those are powerful words to me. It really makes me feel like the only thing limiting God in my life is me. I hope that my faith grows, that I begin to limit God a little less each and every day of my life. Because limiting God is the last thing that I want for me and my family. I hope that you had the time to get into the Word today. I hope that you made the time to get into the Word today, and that you are continuing to make God a priority in your life. Thank you so much for listening, and as always, have a great day.